This is a segment that we've added, being that we're doing the online service. We're still doing 11 o'clock service, but these online services are also very important, and we're grateful that Phil has the gifts and the skills to be able to put them on and to get them out into the World Wide Web, if you would. But I wanted to just to share some things, because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. And even though I have challenges, just like everybody else, encouraged by you, I'm encouraged by a lot of other folks, and I just want to be an encouragement to you. So we need to know that we can feed on the Word of God. And I just wanted to share with you, because as you study your Bible and meditate on what God says about you, because, you know, it's a personal love letter to us. The whole Bible, the Word of God, was written for you, was written for me. But personally, it was written for you. You will be able to recognize that the fears in your life that are holding you back, and overcome them by seeing yourself in Christ. Then you will find whatever your need is in order for whatever you do, whatever God has created you to do, you will be able to do it. There's a little scripture song that I always love to hear and sing. The battle belongs to the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17 in the NIV, it says this: "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." You notice that same message when folks would come and talk to Jesus. One of the things that was always said, "Do not be afraid." In the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid." All of us are facing all kinds of different battles in our life. Fear has crept into a lot of people and a lot of things because of this COVID thing, and I understand that. But all of us have different various battles in our life. And no one can escape the challenges of life, or we like to call it sometimes, "Well, the storms of life, preacher, are right after me." Well, you remember when Jesus was in the boat and the wind and the waves came and the disciples in the boat said, "Oh, Lord, we're going to die." And Jesus said to the wind and the rage, "Peace, be still." You see, that's the good news of God's plan, to help us through and to be able to help us in every step of our way. As it says in 2 Chronicles, it tells us that we do not need to fight our own battles, because our battles belong to the Lord, not us. And all we need to do, and it sounds easy, kind of sounds simple, and I know that, but we have to be able to take our positions and remain there until our breakthroughs come. Pray, read the Bible, seek wisdom, and the grace and love of the Holy Spirit will help you. But if you don't have a strong faith in God, practice it, because that faith will come. It's like doctors and lawyers, you know, they say, "I'm a physician practicing in so-and-so." Or a lawyer says, "Well, this is my practice." Well, the same with people of faith. We need the practice in order for us to have a strong faith in God. Because our enemy, Satan, will fill our minds with whatever thoughts that he thinks it might just affect us and make us sad or discouraged. And then we think about different kinds of outcomes and this and that. As I mentioned before, Satan cannot read your mind. He can play tricks on your mind, but he cannot read your mind. But on the other side, the good news is God knows everything about you. He already knows everything about you before you ask. He knows you. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you need. And if we come into that love relationship with him through prayer, he will be able to help us go through all the things. As it says in the 23rd Psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley," and you can insert whatever, he said, "I will be with you." You see, we should realize that no matter what's going on, the enemy will try to keep us from moving forward and experiencing the goodness of God and the good plans that he has for our life. So this is a perfect time when we're going through this, where we're not able to come to church, or some of them can't, some will. We hope and pray you can. We get anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12, 15 people. It's nice being in personal worship, but you know, you can worship at home. You can worship wherever you are. You can worship in the garden. You can worship driving down the car. That's what makes a relationship with the living God so precious. So take time to show your appreciation for all the good thing that God is doing in your life. Amen. So I hope and pray that you'll be encouraged and get into the Word of God for yourself and just sit down and meditate. You know, it says in the Psalm, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, we want to lift up any joys, concerns, and praises. Phil put on the online service, right there on the thing where it says Pastor Thoughts and Prayers, and where it says slides, you'd be able to go in there and to see prayer concerns. Just like we have the bulletin sometimes in church, and we look at the prayer concerns, and he's doing real good trying to keep it up. But if you have a specific prayer request or things that you might need, contact Phil and myself. We'd love to either pray with you in person or on the phone, or just put it on the list of prayer concerns so we can get it out to the faith community. But here's what's on the prayer concerns for August the 2nd. Bethel UMC, thank God that you're praying for the church, your church, our church, and the United Methodist Conference. They are doing their utmost with all the different United Methodist churches in the state of Florida, trying to keep us all going, and it's been a blessing, and we thank God for that. That we are a connectional church, meaning that we all are connected. If you go to one Methodist church, you're a part of it. You go to another Methodist church, you're a part of it. It's just really neat to be able to know that. In our country, we need to pray for our leaders and those who are in the military service. We need to pray for our police, fire, EMS, first responders, healthcare professionals, home caregivers. I know when I was recovering from my knee replacement, wow, them whole home caregivers were really special for me, and I really appreciate that. So anybody that's ill and needs home caregivers, we thank God for them. And thank you for praying for me and Judy. We can feel the prayers. Our granddaughter, Lexi Allen, Sylvia Marsh. I stay in touch with Sylvia. She's living with Doug now, but you can call Doug's phone. It's in the church directory, his phone number, and I'm sure Sylvia would love to hear from you. William McLeod, Tina and Travis Oaks, Tina too is also in a touch of healing, and we thank God for Tina too, and Carol Morgan, as Tina and Travis, Tina too and Carol Morgan have been working with our youth, and we pray for them because we surely miss them. Don and Pat Singletary, Patsy and Donnie White, Amy Smith Wadsworth is a friend of our son Dwayne's, and we lift her up in prayer. She has just been diagnosed with a brain tumor. So there's so many things, but let us know if there's any prayers that you would like to put on the prayer concern list, or like I say, even want to call or write us a note, send us an email or text, and we'd love to be able to pray with you. So Father, we do thank and praise you for the many, many blessings of the gift of life, the promise of eternal life. A lot of things in this life, Lord, we don't understand, but as that old hymn says, that we just trust you. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. And we thank God for the opportunity to pray. And Jesus prayed an awful lot. When he would go off by himself, the disciples, not only early in their ministry, but the whole time. And then finally, one time they said, "Lord, what do you do when you go out there by yourself?" And he said, "I talk to the Father." Talk to the Father? Yeah, it's prayer. Wow, can we do that? He says, "You sure can." And they said, "Well, would you teach us?" And he says, "I sure will." Now, if you look at the Lord's Prayer, Jesus, in some of the different translations, you'll see where he says, in essence, to use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. You can say it by rote, and that's a wonderful thing too, memorize it. But if you break it down, it can be a model for all of your prayers to line up with. So join me as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Hope and pray you're having a good day.